Our story begins in the Westside Hospital, third floor waiting room, where Joe is standing alone when Oscar walks up.
Hey, it's Joe, right?
Yes, Joe Zegas.
Did you know Blake? Did you stop by to check up on him?
I'm actually here to see you. In fact, I need you to come down to the 23rd Precinct with me right now.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What? Why would I do that?
We need to question you in relation to a number of different criminal activities here in New York and in London.
Joe, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Look, the game's over, Oscar. We're on to you.
Oscar, why are you calling me that?
Isn't that your name?
I think you have me mistaken for somebody else.
Maybe, but I don't think so. Let's go.
At the Lehman & Associates building, Dara and Clint have just walked out onto the rooftop.
Clint, where the heck are we?
We're on the roof.
Well, I can see that, but what building is this?
Well, my mom started her new job last week at Lehman & Associates law firm, and this is their building. They use this roof space for parties and events from time to time. She was able to get me the keys for tonight.
I can't believe how amazing the view of the city is from here.
Isn't it nice? I was hoping you'd like it.
I love it. It's totally amazing.
And I have one other surprise. I hope you like it.
Is that surprise in your backpack? I wondered why you were bringing it.
Yes, it is. Here you go.
Wine? You managed to get wine for us?
And not just any wine. The cheapest wine money could buy. I had a friend buy it with his fake ID.
Oh my god, it's $2, Chuck! This is wine we drank at that party down in Richmond that time.
I know, we had so much fun that night by the bonfire. My mom thought I was studying at Rich's house for my chemistry exam.
Oh wait, isn't that where you kissed me for the first time?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Clint, you're such a sweetheart. I'm so glad we're friends again.
So am I, Dara. Really? Okay. So you up for some wine?
Hey, it's prom night. Time to celebrate the end of our senior year.
I'll definitely drink to that.
At the Westside Hospital, Charlie is talking with Dr. Reed by the third floor nurse's station while Henry stands nearby.
I have some good news for you, Charlie. Blake has responded to the latest medication we gave him. I think he's starting to come around. You can go in and see him.
Thank you so much.
Nurse, could you please keep an eye on Blake Whitney's condition and page me if anything changes, okay?
Hi, you're Dr. Reed?
Yes.
I'm Henry Adler. We spoke on the phone. I'm writing an article for my university newspaper. I'm sorry I'm late, but my car was stolen like only 2 hours ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Ugh, it gets worse. But look, I was here and wanted to see you in person to let you know that I would have to reschedule.
That's fine. Things have been pretty hectic around here this evening anyway.
I can see that. Did I hear you say that Blake Whitney was a patient of yours? Blake Whitney from Manhattan Monthly?
Why do you ask? Do you know him?
Well, I just know of him. I'm an aspiring writer. I actually submitted an application to intern at Monthly.
Well, I really can't discuss any of my patients with you, Henry. You understand.
Oh, I understand. I'll be in touch to reschedule our interview.
At Perry and Rex's apartment, Rex has just arrived home from work and finds Perry standing by the answering machine.
Hey, sexy.
Hi there.
Where's Gregory?
In his room, doing his last homework for the school year.
I don't remember ever having homework when I was his age.
I guess things have changed.
They sure have.
Speaking of change, Hyman Jewelers just called and said that you wouldn't be charged for the change in your order. What was that all about?
I guess I might as well tell you. I've been waiting for the perfect time and place to do this, and I think I've come to realize that there will never be one.
What are you talking about, Rex?
Perry Young, I want you to marry me.
Really?
Do you see me here on one knee? I know it's not legal in New York, but I want to take you to Toronto for the weekend and get married there. It won't be recognized here, but in our hearts, we'll know we're married.
Rex, that's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Is that your way of saying yes?
Yes. Of course I'll marry you. Hey, Gregory, come here. It's time to celebrate.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.